Welcome to Mental Health Chats. Today I'm really excited because I've got Peter Schupp with me and we are going to be talking about managerial strategies to actually nurture a culture of psychological safety. So hello, Peter. How are you?
Hello, Claire. Thanks for having me. I'm so well, thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming. And I'm really excited, especially about your accent. So tell everybody who you are.
I'm from Perth, Western Australia, maybe the most isolated city in the world, but I'm a Cancerian and I'm very comfortable here. Thank you.
I love that. I'm a Cancerian, so I'm comfortable. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't stray too far from home, but luckily my home is very easy going. So, yeah.
Love it. So what do you do, Peter?
I have a wellness app called Game On. So it's a journaling system, just making it really easy to be able to get journaling into your life because it's such a powerful tool. So for me, I found it to be so powerful. I am a busy person, so I just wanted to, you know, really compress the value into a easy to use app and just really enjoying the process of, you know, talking about it and getting people on board and, yeah, maintaining that. And it's just been the best fun I've ever had in my life.
And I love it. I've actually seen a lot about Game On. Game On. And I love it. So obviously, you're all about psychological safety if you're doing something on the wellness front. So tell me, what does psychological safety mean to you, Peter?
Psychological safety to me is about freedom. It's about making, you know, workplaces, teams, environments available for people to be themselves. And by doing that, we're allowing, you know, the human element into the workplace, which is so important to be able to create that soul and that X factor in a business that when you walk in the door, that you feel like that welcome mat of, you know, people are comfortable and they're, you know, they're happy in themselves and you can tell the relationships. There's like a little X factor to the vibrational energy of a workplace when there is psychological safety, an abundance of that. So people are, you know, feeling their best selves.
I love that. You've said two really key words for me and both of them begin with F. So the first one is freedom. Absolutely key. If we can be free to be ourselves. And also I love the fact that you said the way people feel. It's all about the way people feel. And I know when I walk into different corporate environments, I have that feeling as I walk through whether or not I'm going to have a great connection with the people or not so good connection. So I love that. That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, you feel it in every environment. Walking into a cafe, a school, like this, just every building holds an energy within. And you can't always put your finger on it, but if you do the work that we do and we are, you know, people, you know, we're working with people and we know that there is so much more to it than just the bricks and mortar. It takes a little bit of effort to be able to create this safe and a place that people want to be.
A place that people want to be. And as managers, let's go back to the management front. Managers should be working on creating that atmosphere for their teams to be a place that people want to be. So can you tell us three tips that you will give managers so that they could nurture their environment to have psychological safety?
Well, you need to implement easy steps for people to, you know, be themselves. Like I created Game On to be that simple step that people can start their day in a positive way. And by being positive, it doesn't mean toxically positive. It means by creating space to work through challenges and for people to see that in real time. And the value of journal writing is the cognitive process to be able to reduce that negative aspect of you and become your own life super coach. So simple step, creating, you know, whether it's my app, whether it's other apps, there's plenty of opportunities to be able to utilize, you know, tools to make it easy for people to express themselves.
Yeah.
And then there's listening more.
Yeah.
Coaching. You really need to be able to create a space where letting people talk to you without having to tell them what to do, how to be, and just listen, because people are generally able to self-soothe, coach themselves out of situations just by being given a space to express themselves. And no one likes to be told what to do. So if we're giving them space to be, then we're giving them space to breathe, space to figure themselves out. And the more, you know, freedom they have in that space, from the comfortability, the psychological safety of knowing that when they open their mouth, it's not going to be met with, you know, need to, you know, quantify or fix the problem right there and then.
Definitely.
And then there's diversity, by creating, you know, space for your team to be able to do different workshops. And the ROI on implementing, you know, personal development processes and you know, being able to go to do things like rock climbing or cooking, you know, like a cooking class, or you know, have someone come in and facilitate laughter yoga. There's you know, by doing diverse things, and you may not see the value in them when you look at the words, like a cooking class, you know, may not seem like your team could get a lot out of that, but by actually trying it and doing it, you can almost guarantee you're going to get a very positive outcome for your team. So, you know, just being a little bit brave and actually spending money to make money with your team and staff and organization is always going to come up trumps.
Absolutely brilliant tip. So let's quickly summarize those three things again. So number one, you tell us what number one was, quick summary.
We've got to implement easy steps for people to express themselves.
Love it.
You know, number and then two. That may need a third party trying to help make that happen.
Yep.
And then we've got listen more and less coaching.
Excellent. And the third
and thing. Then we've got diversity and allowing people to try new things and find their way through that journey of personal development.
I love it. Absolutely brilliant tips. Thank you so much, Pete, for that. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who have been listening to this and watching this and said, hey, game on. That sounds like a good thing. So where can people find you? And game on.
Game on is spelled G-A-I-M-O-N. Yeah. And you can find that at the App Store, in the Play Store, online, on the web. I'd love to hear from you if you want to reach out and figure out how to create your simple steps to create the win for your day.
I love it. Thank you so much, Peter, for your wine.
Thanks for having me, Claire. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. And you go out there in that wonderful weather in Perth and go for a swim on the beach for me. I'm very jealous. The most beautiful beaches in the world are in Perth. So sure. Thank you so much and take care.
Thanks, Claire.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.